Desire your prayers this afternoon. Have something I'd like to share with you. We're each one on a journey. Our desire is to make heaven our home in the end. The devil has a plan to stop us. You know, to some, the draw to the world is great. So he'll try that on those. But you know, some of us have made up our mind, I've left all the world to follow Jesus. So the devil won't waste much time trying to draw us back to the world. But he still has a plan. I'd like to talk to you for a little while this afternoon about a place that he would like to work in each of our life. I want to talk to you about the word reaction. There's a little simple definitions. The definition for action is the process of doing something. Pretty simple. You know what? The definition for reaction is almost identical to that, except that it's an action performed, or it's a feeling experienced, except that it's in response to something else that has happened to me in my life. I want to start with an experience that I had as I was seeking the Lord about this. A scene that I guess I tried to forget a long time ago came back to my mind, and I'd like to share it with you this evening. When I was 12 years old, we're talking about action and reaction. 12 years old, living at home with mom and dad in Louisiana. I can remember so clear now. On a Saturday afternoon, we're all sitting in the living room at our house there. It's raining outside. It's one of those just kind of a lazy afternoon. And all the rest of them had something they were doing, books they were reading or something. Raining outside. And I sit in the floor of the living room with my BB gun. Best thing Dad could have told me is, Dan, go put that up and get you a book to read. It was the old Daisy BB gun, the one that you just crank at one time and it's ready to go. And when you, to check it for ammunition, to see that it's empty, you rock the barrel back and forth. And if nothing rolls, it's empty. Well, a 12-year-old can be entertained sitting there just so long. And I wanted some action. To get some attention, I want them to notice me. So I rock it a couple times to see for sure that there's no bullets in it. And Dad's sitting there, he's reading. And I said, I don't know why I thought it even, much less said it. I said, watch me shoot this window out in the living room. And he just glanced up, looked at me, and then went back to reading. Because he knew there's no way. So I cocked it once. There's no BBs in it. And I raised it up, and you don't really need to take aim in the living room. You're only a few feet from it. And I pulled the trigger. And the window blew out of the... And I'm in shock. Action. It produced a reaction. Dad had been just sitting there reading a book, and now he reacts. And you know, I want to tell you, if you're here today and you're a parent, especially if you raised boys, you will have times of a reaction. What am I going to do with it? This is where I want to start with this, but I want to tell you, it follows us down through life, through so many things. There was a scripture for us fathers, for my father, that would give a little bit of advice right there. It said, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Now, Dad has just come from reading his book to the window, crashing out. What would you do? Father's here. What would you do if the scenes were switched and you were reading the book in the living room when your son said, watch me, and blew it out. You know, thoughts can come. One is, grab him. He's liable to shoot out another one. Or the feelings instantly. I'm going to whip you. You'll remember this for a long, long time. But you know, there was something about Dad's reaction. So much he could have done. So much I deserve to have done. But I think he must have seen the shock in my face of what I had done. And you know, there were places that I could have changed the situation. If I had told him, I told you I was going to shoot it out, it would have changed everything. But he realized by the look on my face, he did not, that was pretty crazy for him to do it, but he did not mean it. His reaction was, Dan, get on your bicycle, run down to town and get another one. Let's replace it. And it was over. Action and reaction. There was another father that had two sons. Action and reaction. Called the prodigal son. Going to go off into a far country and I'm going to live it up. You know, the dad had a reaction to that. There's many things we can do to react to things that happen in our life. This father reacted in a way that has been remembered down through time. When the son went away, the father apparently watched the road day after day. I have wondered in the past, I wonder how long that took. Was it weeks? Was it years before that prodigal son had used up, had wasted his substance, had used it up? And the father's looking down the road. What's his reaction going to be? When the son has wasted it all and he turns around, there was so much the father could have said, even though he was watching the road for him. He could have said, I've been watching for you. I knew you wasn't going to make it. I knew you was going to waste it. Yep, you're back here just like I had expected. Boy, that would have been so much harder for the son to have accepted. But the father said he saw him a great way off and had compassion on him. And he ran and he kissed him. But that wasn't the end of the story. Action and reaction. There was an elder son there at the house. The prodigal son has come home to both of them. The elder son's reaction is totally different. His reaction was, I've been here with you all along. And I've been serving you faithfully. And here this one comes home and you're celebrating his return. You know, I've thought that can come so close to home for me. There have been people over the years that have chosen to go away and do it my way. What's my reaction? Is it that of the father looking down the road constantly? Maybe they'll return today. And when they do, I'm going to make it just as easy for them as I can. Or will my reaction be like the elder son? It's real important for me to review my reactions. Those things that affect me by what others do. How do I respond to it? We have examples in the Bible, both positive and negative, to give me instruction. There is one about Job. He had actions in his life. He had reactions in his life. Says he was a perfect and an upright man. He feared God and he eschewed evil. He shunned it. He spent time praying for his children. It says that he was one of the greatest men of the East. You know, he had a lot of things to do, a lot of action. You think about the thousands of animals that he had and the servants to take care of them. Just daily activities to go do. But then the day came when something happened in his life, as it will do with every one of us day after day, that brought a reaction. In one day's time, okay, nobody went to Job ahead of time and told him, God tell him, I want to let you in on something. Over these next few days, you're going to have some terrible things come your way, but hold faithful because I'm showing the devil something. Job never saw it. These were just incidents that happened in his life. In one day, the Sabaeans, here comes a servant that says the Sabaeans made out a band, stole the animals, killed the servants, and I'm the only one that's escaped. There's going to come a reaction to that. Chaldeans, while he's yet speaking, here comes somebody else. The Chaldeans came and stole the animals, killed your servants. I'm the only one that escaped. That's one thing to deal with, but it wasn't over. God's going to be involved in it before it's over. They say the fire of God fell from heaven and killed your sheep and killed your servants. That's an act of God there. You know, there have been many people with a reaction toward God and what he did that has turned them bitter. There's a verse that gives us a warning. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. That opportunity was there for Job. That opportunity is available to us too. And then the last of all, we understand it today. I would call it a tornado. A wind hit the four corners of their house and killed every one of your children. Job reacted. He had a choice to make. He could have turned on God and said, I've lived for you faithfully. I'm through. But instead it says, he fell on the ground and he worshiped God. And he said, you know, I didn't have anything when I came. I'll have nothing when I leave. The Lord gave it and the Lord hath taken away. I want to tell you today there is a great benefit to the Christian to be able to have a firm belief in my heart that everything that comes to me comes through God's hands. Because Job bypassed all the feelings that he could have had, the reactions toward the Sabaeans, the Chaldeans, and he took it straight to God. God gave it. God took it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, in all of these opportunities for reaction, Job sinned not, nor did he charge God foolishly. Folks, that was back at a time when salvation had not been brought down, but the grace of God was still available to the man that decided he would go that way. I look at what a story of Joseph's life. So many opportunities, so many actions of others that had the potential to give a reaction in Joseph that would have ruined him for the opportunity that God needed him for years down the road. We can look at that and say 13 years of Joseph's life was wasted by the things that others did for him. Joseph was able to climb on top of it all. To the point that at the very end of it all, when he sees his brothers, it's time for a reaction now. It's an opportunity for me to be able to hold them for a little while. Instead, he says, it wasn't you that sent me here. What a reaction. It wasn't you that sent me here. It was God that sent me here. God had a plan, so I don't have anything. I'm not upset at Potiphar's wife. I'm not upset at you when you put me in the well there and then sold me as a slave, because God, I put it all in God's hands. And my reaction was, God had a plan for my life. We've probably all heard before, I'm not responsible for the actions of others. What I'm responsible for and will be held accountable for is my reaction to those things. Because there's something out ahead for every one of us. It's in Revelations, the 20th chapter. I beheld a great white throne. We're going to all see it one day. And him that sat on it, from whose face the earth, heaven and earth, fled away. We're living in a time today where people don't have much regard for God. We need to have a faith in God that there's coming a day when every knee is going to bow. And I'm going to be there myself. And it says at that time there's going to be some books that are opened up. And it says they're going to be judged out of those books according to their works. My actions as well as my reactions. I'll give account for those things. In Romans, in the 15th chapter, Romans 15 and 4. You know, we read to our children as they were small, the stories in the Bible storybook. We read it for a reason, that they would be able to profit from those things. This says in Romans 15 and 4, whatsoever things were written aforetime, they were written for our learning. For me to be able to profit from the things that Joseph was able to have in his life that were good, and from the things that we find in the scripture that is negative, that all I can get from that is, don't let that happen in your life. Don't let that be your reaction. I'd like for us to think for a little bit about Jonah. We think a lot of his life when he tries to go the other way. But he finally did what God wants him to do, a real short message. Yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown. He's doing what God has asked him to do now. God didn't ask him to do anything but give these 8 words. The people took it so serious that it said they all went into a fast. You don't hardly read that anywhere else in the Bible. This kind of a humbling of a, not just 3 people, not just a couple said, I'd like to avoid this calamity. The whole city, they said they proclaimed it to the animals, to the children, to the adults, were all shutting down food. And not even because God's going to change his mind if we do it. It said, peradventure, just maybe, we believe this thing is going to happen in 40 days. Peradventure, he would change his mind. Don't even know this God, but maybe if we would humble ourselves. What an opportunity for a preacher. Oh, you know, we would love to have one person have an interest in salvation. There's 120,000 opportunities for Jonah now. The whole city has humbled himself. Here is Jonah's opportunity. It's at his doorstep. He doesn't even have to plead anymore. They're pleading. From the king down, he has humbled himself. Peradventure, God would help us. Reaction. Jonah was at a prime time to be able to tell him, I tell you what, keep on doing what you're doing. Because just a few days ago, I was in the belly of a big old fish, and I was doing the same thing. I was begging, please, Lord, have mercy on me. If you'll do it, please, Lord. And the Lord didn't have to do it. Jonah was a prime opportunity to tell him, he did it for me. He can surely do it for you. What a reaction. I can hardly believe that reaction. Except that, you know what, if I'm not careful in the day that we're living in, my reaction can be similar. For Jonah, when God says, "Why are you angry?" to the point that he'll tell God, "I have reason to be angry because I expected you to do something like this. I knew that you were merciful." Well, just a few days ago, he was calling on that mercy himself. You know, folks, none of us are very far from the need of mercy from the Lord. My reaction to others needs to show that to them. I knew that you were a gracious God, merciful, great kindness. You repent of the evil that you intended to do. And even to the point that he said, he made him a booth that he might see what's going to become. Now, God, are you really going to stand by your word 40 days and destroy them or not? I want to profit from what Jonah went through. In this day and time in America, reaction can be very strong. Just read the news. Just hear the laws that are being passed and you feel it start rising up within. May I learn from Jonah's mistake? Can I be more like the prodigal son's father? Praying and longing for a turnaround. Abraham, the very sins that we're faced with in our land today, God tells Abraham, "I'm going down to check out Sodom and Gomorrah." Abraham's going to have a reaction to that. He could have said, "I tell you what, that thing needed to be destroyed a long time ago. Let's quit talking and you go on down there and take care of it." But instead, what does he do? He doesn't have anything invested in that city. He's got his nephew that has caused him a lot of trouble. But instead, he starts pleading with God. How much have I pled with God for America? Abraham started pleading with God. If there's just 50, Lord, if you could find 50 righteous people, would you spare the city? Well, Abraham himself's thinking, I don't know that I could find that. And he starts going down 45, 40, 30, 20. Lord, I tell you, if there would be just 10 people, would you spare the city? Reaction. His reaction was, Lord, I long to see this thing restored. Peter had a reaction to something that happened. He told the Lord, I'll never turn against you. And he planned to stand by it. When they came to arrest Jesus, Peter was there with a reaction. Got a sword, and I just proved I'll stand for him. There's an ear laying on the ground right here. The high priest's servant cut his ear off. You know, Jesus had already given him instruction on the Sermon on the Mount, at the Sermon on the Mount. The same kind of instruction that he gives to us to profit by. I'd like to take a look at that. In the 5th chapter of Matthew, 38 and 39, you've heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other. When an action is done against you, I want to show you the reaction that I want you to have back toward them. There was also in Jesus' example, not just telling us what to do, but showing us by example. He said when he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. This in 1 Peter 2 and 22. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. He suffered, he threatened not. but he committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Jesus and the reactions that he had. Paul gave us some instruction in Romans in the 12th chapter and in the 19th verse. And Paul had seen some things with his own eyes. 12 and 19, he says, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath," telling us what to do with our reactions. "For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head." Don't be overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. The reactions that, not that I just have to force them up, but that I would live a life to where those actions, those reactions to the things that happen around me. He had seen Stephen. He had watched him. He had held the coats of those that were going to stone him. What was Stephen's reaction just before he left out of here? What would my reaction have been? I'm dying for the Lord. It could be so easy for me to tell him, "I tell you what, you'll pay a price for this. God's going to get even with you." Is that what Stephen left as history for Paul to take a look at? Stephen was able to say, "Lay not this sin to their charge." A reaction to the point that it said, "I tell you, Lord, if this is the only thing that they do wrong, forgive it and let them meet me in heaven at the end of it." Jesus on the cross. You know, sometimes we don't have any power to be able to change the things that are done to us. He had the power to make a change. Says he could have called 12 legions of angels to deliver him. But instead, what was his reaction? "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. All these things are given to me for me to start building into my life before the storms ever come, before the big storms ever come. These little things that people will do to hurt me, that I will start building into my life a reaction that is pleasing to the Lord." Because I looked at the history of the children of Israel, an up and down experience. Go away from God, start serving idols, repent, start serving idols, and here comes an enemy that God has appointed to come and take them into captivity. They go into captivity a while and they turn their heart back toward God and start begging for him to help. And in one of those times, he sent Gideon to deliver them again. Jeremiah, in the 29th chapter, tells about one of those instances. There's a verse there, 29 and 11, that we love to claim as our verse. "I know the thoughts that I think toward you. They're thoughts of peace and not of evil. I want to bring you to an expected end." Have you ever read that whole chapter? What he's letting them know in the 29th chapter is Babylon is fixing to take you into captivity. "And I have caused you to be carried away captive. It's my plan. It's going to be for 70 years. You remember in that same chapter he says, don't let somebody come to you and say this thing's going to be shortened. Don't let your reaction get adjusted by that. You'll be here for 70 years. So while you're here, what did he tell them? Just make it just as miserable for those Babylonians as you can. No, he said, I tell you what I want you to do. Build your houses. Raise your children. Seek the peace of the city. Because it's going to be in that peace that you're going to have peace. I think about America today. God has blessed this country in the past. When America recognized God for who he was, what does the future hold? What will my reaction be should things change for us? Now's the time to build. It's too late. I used to live down in Louisiana, and a hurricane is different than a tornado. A hurricane, they can kind of start giving you predictions a couple days ahead. Its path is headed this way today. Should it continue this path, in a couple days it will come to land here by New Orleans. We had time to prepare. If you want to take the warning, you can go put some plywood up and put some protection around your place. You know what? When the storm hit, nobody's carrying plywood outside to try to secure it now. It's too late. It's time to just make it through the storm. We don't know what the future holds for us. But what I do know is it's time for me to start building now. The verse says, if you ran with a footman and they wearied you, what are you going to do when things get worse? I say, Lord, help me. Because in the middle of this captivity came Daniel. I love the story. Mom and Dad used to read it to me when I was a boy. The things that Daniel was able to do. You know what? Those were reactions in Daniel's life. Daniel could have been let this root of bitterness ruin it all for him. When the king told him his dream, and it's going to be that the king is going to eat grass like an ox for 7 years. If his reaction had not been right, it would have been so easy for Daniel to say, I tell you what, you've been lifted up. God's going to cut you down to size and I'm going to get to watch it. But instead, you remember when God told him what that dream meant, what was going to come from it? Daniel didn't even want to tell the king what it was. And when the king said, no, you go ahead and tell it. What was Daniel's reaction? My Lord, let this dream be to them that hate thee. Let the interpretation be to your enemies. He's a slave. He has no rights of his own anymore. He's a slave. And yet his reactions put him in a place to be of help to those around him. Then it goes on, he serves long enough that he serves under another king, King Darius. King Darius had to have some kind of an affection for him, a respect for who he was, because when he found out that he had messed up and Daniel's going to have to go in the lion's den, he tried every way he could to clear him to where he wouldn't have to go. But you know, it ended up that night that he had to put him in the lion's den. Where was the king early the next morning? He was at the mouth of the den calling out, has the God that you serve been able to deliver you? Daniel's got an opportunity right here for a reaction. You ever played mind games? He could have easily said, he's fixing to get a 2-minute silence. Let him worry about what he did for a little bit. And when I do speak, I'm going to say, what were you thinking when you put out such a decree as that anyhow? Is that what he did? His first words were, O King, live forever. These things don't affect me because I'm living for God. O King, live forever. My God has sent his angel. Shut the lion's mouths, for as much he's found innocency in me. And also before thee, O King, have I done no hurt. What a reaction. From a man that could have said, I'll tell you what your dream is if you'll send me back home tomorrow. We never hear that mentioned. He stayed right there. I want to share with you one more example. This one has been a challenge to me. I've read it before, but it never stood out quite like this as I start thinking about reaction. It's in the 2 Kings in the 5th chapter, first verse. Naaman. It says, by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. This is one of the men that God had helped to put people into captivity. that had walked away from God. By him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. By him God allowed punishment to come to God's own people. Then in the second verse of 2 Kings, we just get a little clip of what those kind of things do. About the little maid that was brought captive out of the middle of that. Have you ever wondered? I'd love to read the story of her early life. What must she have been taught when she was at home? What did her mom and dad, what kind of reactions did they teach her to have when you have been done wrong to? Think of the fears, however she was abducted. What kind of feelings must have been in her? Maybe I'll never see mom and dad again. Don't know what's going to happen to me out in the future. But there were some things that she did purpose in her. When she saw that her master had leprosy, reaction could have so easily said, yeah, God does those kind of things to people that do these kind of things to me. Was that her reaction? It wasn't. Would to God that my Lord could go back down there where I came from. There's a prophet down there that can heal this kind of thing. She could have so easily did some mind games. I tell you what, you deliver me on the day that you deliver me back to mom and dad, I'll tell you the secret to how you can be well again. She didn't even mention it. This was her reaction. What's my reaction? Compared to the things that I have shared with you this afternoon, I've found that many times my reaction has come up short. As I see the decline in America and the feelings start to rise, Lord, help me in the future to remember Abraham when he prayed, Lord, would you please show mercy to this city? Let me remember what God told the children of Israel when captivity has come on us. Seek the peace of the city, because it's going to be in that peace of the city that you're going to be able to have peace. The verse tells me, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. I look at some of these and the example that they gave to heathen kings of the reaction that a godly person can have. No retaliation. Just here's where God has put me. For Joseph to be able to have no times where he said, I'm making a book of all the people that have done me wrong. I've got a lot of things to write one of these days. Let them all go. There can be a great peace to the Christian that will realize everything that comes into my life has a purpose. And God is in control of that. Now let me go through it in the right way. Because many times I have found, and I'm seeing right now, Dan, you better be real careful in the day that we're living in. Because I can have a reaction that is very similar to those that was in the New Testament. I'd like to take a look at a place in Luke 9. The disciples had a care about Jesus, and they had a reaction when he was not cared for. You remember when it said he sent, 52nd verse of Luke 9, he sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans, made ready for him. They did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. When his disciples, James and John, saw this, here comes a reaction. Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, as Elias did? Here's the reaction he would like for us to have. But he turned, he rebuked them and said, you know not what spirit you're of. The Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives. He's come to save them. When we look at 2 Peter, the third chapter, it says there's going to come in the last days scoffers that say, where's the sign of his coming? Because we've been hearing that the end of time is going to come for a long time and it hasn't happened. He said, here's the reason that it hasn't happened. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. But he's long-suffering to us, for he's not willing that any would perish. Time for repentance. And may I have the same reaction in my life. Not the one of, Lord, maybe it's about time for you to bring this thing to a close. It's getting pretty wicked around here. But Lord, would you, just as long as possible, would you spare the city? Because there's going to be a lot of people lost should you bring it to a close right now. My desire is, Lord, help me out in the future. I've had some pretty small things hang me up in my reaction. Thought they were pretty big at the time, but they were very small when I compared them to Daniel. The best I can tell, he died in captivity. I don't see that he ever made it out, nor do I ever see him rebelling. You're going to let me out of this before I die. I want to go back home again. He served in the place that God had put him. When I start comparing the little things that have come to me in my life with a maid and the attitude that she could have toward Naaman, I say, Lord, help me. Help me that my reaction to the things that happened to me would be acceptable to the Lord. I desire your prayers.